From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. You've heard of senior proms, but what about a prom for senior citizens? One Birmingham health advocate has plans for one next month. As WBHM's Jessica Sims reports, attendees are looking forward to a prom do-over.
Bounce, come over, step out. Bounce, come over, step out. Bounce, come over.
On a recent Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. sharp at Railroad Park in Birmingham, seniors gather for an exercise class. Instructor Tracy Williams has a passion for this age group as she feels they are often forgotten. Her idea for a senior citizen prom came after she asked a class of 50 who had gone to their proms. When only four hands went up, that's when she knew she had to do something.
This is an opportunity for you to dress up in a beautiful gown or nice tux and come out and just be celebrated and feel like royalty that day.
Prom was a significant rite of passage for Williams. She hopes this recreation is an opportunity for seniors to be loved on, showcased, and spotlighted in a way that they normally wouldn't be in everyday life. While this event is catered to senior citizens, Williams says any adult who wants a prom redo can come.
If you were 40 and you didn't get to go to your prom, this prom for you. If you 38, you don't have to be a senior. And if you 50 and do it, if you 36 and do it, a 79 and do it, it really don't matter.
Vicki Kennedy is looking forward to that recreation and making new memories. She's originally from the Philippines, where the prom culture is significantly different. There are no elaborate gowns, no dates. It's set during the daytime, so there's no dancing the night away.
It's nice over here, you know, it's more elaborate. You know, everybody have to buy this expensive gown. You know, my experience was with my granddaughter from Carver High School. Lord have mercy. We had to pay a lot of money for that prom dress.
Another prom goer, Brenda Jenkins, says she was a shy, timid teenager. But this time around, she's ready to dance.
Since I have been with Tracy, my confidence level has just skyrocketed because I was extremely shy and apprehensive about getting on the floor and dance. Oh, baby.
Well, now you're going to cut a rug.
Oh, I cut a rug every I go now.
Tracy Williams says while the event is a chance for seniors to experience something they might have missed out on, it's also about promoting an active lifestyle, community involvement, and friendships. Virgie Pryor Flanagan wasn't interested in going to her senior prom years ago. She decided her parents had done enough by buying her graduation pictures, a class ring, and a yearbook. She didn't want to add the burden of making them pay for something else she really wasn't interested in. But Flanagan is excited about this go-around.
I look to get an experience, you know, being at a senior prom. Well, it's not like my senior prom with my, you know, the people that I went to school with, but nevertheless, it's a senior prom. And I think I'm really going to enjoy it.
The event will be held in the afternoon of September 13th at the Heights Event and Entertainment Center in West Birmingham. Williams is still looking for help for covering costs, to providing transportation, to simply volunteering on the big day. She hopes the community will step in so every senior who wants to go can enjoy a night under the stars. Jessica Sims, WBHM.